The United States and the United Kingdom said they'd successfully extricated their embassy teams on Sunday. The European Council President Charles Michel tweeted the first evacuations of EU diplomats and citizens led by France had also begun. Senator Mark Warner confirmed the safe evacuation of all US embassy staffers on ABC's This Week.
We ought to commend the military and the intelligence community for getting our diplomatic personnel out. That was a dangerous mission to take them out by helicopter.
U.S. President Joe Biden is calling for an immediate ceasefire in Sudan, but in the meantime, he said operations at the U.S. embassy in the country are being temporarily suspended.